Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
And greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Training Day. Training Day. Most of you may be familiar with that famous movie many years ago where Denzel Washington played a corrupt police officer, and his job was to train a newcomer for one day. It was a rookie that was being trained by a veteran, and obviously the movie went on to win all types of awards and such. Well, that Training Day concept still has a relevance because what you do with new team members on day one, in week one, makes a difference in how they respond and perform and feel about working with you. It's vitally important that as soon as a new team member gets in, that certain things happen and that they see certain things from their leaders. That means from you, that means from me, that means from anyone who runs their own business that has an entrepreneurial vision and spirit. What do you do with your team members on day one? In the corporate world, they call it orientation. And it is something similar to what we would do in an entrepreneurial environment, but our training day is different. Let's outline the three key components that your new team members need to see from you at the beginning of their training day. The day is going to be our acronym, and the D in our day acronym reminds us that your new team members must be exposed to your discipline. Yes, my friends, from day one, they need to see your work ethic. They need to see your pattern. They need to see your schedule. They need to know your routine. If you remember from that movie, the corrupt police officer took this guy everywhere he wanted him to go on day one. He had an opportunity to see his routine. How much are you exposing your team to your routine? More importantly, do you have a routine that people can follow from day one? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to carefully evaluate the disciplines that you want replicated. Most of the time, people are agitated because their team members don't operate like them. They don't perform like them. They don't seem to have the drive and passion they've got. Well, most of the time, it's because they've never seen a pattern of discipline from their leadership. They don't know that they're doing the same things every day, that they're going through the same routines and practices. Remember, Dr. Frank Crane once said that habits are better than rules. You don't have to keep them, they keep you. So if you've got habits, that's better than even having rules. See, you've got to keep rules, but habits keep you. So my friends and neighbors, I say to you that if they can get exposed to the disciplines that you've got in place, it's going to go a long way for showing them, what do I do when I wake up in the morning? How do I handle my afternoon? How do I handle situations after my meetings? What do I do from this point to that point? They've got to see discipline first and foremost from their leadership. That A in our day acronym says they must also be exposed to your associations. Yes, my friends, your affiliates, your friends, your co-workers, those who co-labor rather with you in your entrepreneurial endeavor, they need to meet them in a corporate environment. On orientation, they take a new hire to every department. He's going to see the training department, the HR department, the sales and marketing department, the research and development department. They're going to take him on a tour of the facility and have him meet all the other people on the team. Why? That indoctrinates him to a culture. They see other people that have the same aspirations, that have connected to the company vision, and it helps them to assimilate that much faster. When was the last time you took one of your new hires, one of your new team members on a tour just to meet other people on the team? It might for lunch, it may for a breakfast meeting, maybe it's for in the confines of a presentation setting, but as quickly as you can, they've got to know your associations. Why? Because it's going to teach them how to make friends of their own. It's going to teach them the type of individuals they should aspire to shoot for and hang around. It's going to make them evaluate the associations they they've got. So my friends and neighbors, one of the components of getting someone onboarded is they've got to meet the other people who are battling with you every day, the other people who are part of the vision, who are driving and striving to succeed. They've got to meet those individuals. And finally, my friends, that Y in our day acronym reminds us of the importance of yearning. They've got to believe that you believe in what you do. They've got to see that fire, that passion, that desire on the inside of you. If they think you're just in it for the money, then they will only focus on the money and they won't last long. Why? Because they'll start to believe at some point that they're simply a pawn in your masterful game to make some more money. They've got to understand that there's something on the inside of that propels you to do what you do, that there's a mission and a purpose and bigger goal behind it. When they understand that you truly have a yearning to be successful, truly have a passion for what you do every day, then they can embrace that passion, but they've got to see the yearning, and the yearning has to go beyond the bottom line. It has to go beyond the dollar. In that movie Training Day, that rookie realized at some point that all his veteran wanted to do was make money. He only wanted to get it in any way that could, and it made him turn against the person who recruited him. My friends, by the same token, you don't ever want your rookies to turn against you and feel like it's all about dollars and cents. No, everyone is in business for a meaningful reason. They've got to know that meaning. When we get up in the morning, we're not working for dollars and cents. No, we're working to expand, to advance, to impact people far and wide. We're looking to make a difference in the lives of others and watch them grow and excel. That's why we connect them to training early on, because we want them to know that, listen, before you get your money right, you have to get your mind right. And as they're getting their minds right, you're pouring into them. And as they're building up individually, it automatically says that they're going to build up economically. My friends and neighbors, they've got to know that you've got a passion, a yearning, a drive for what you do that goes far beyond dollars and cents. On the contrary, though, it is empowering other people to see them lead sustainable, fulfilling lives. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. Remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.